Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you see somebody not following the rules, as a parent, can you rat the kid out?
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
Explain.
Yeah, okay. So here's the message we just got from a Buzz listener.
What?
And you have to decide good or bad parenting for her to be the tattling parent.
Okay, 222 Buzz, yes.
I am extremely out of my mind frustrated right now. As my daughter was going to bed last night, she told me that two of her friends went away for break and will not be following the travel protocol. They should not be going to school today, but they are planning on it, and their parents told them not to mention anything about going away for February break. I don't want my daughter sitting in the same class with these friends. I'm about to call the school and let them know.
Wow.
She went to rat them out.
So they traveled out of state, like Florida or something, and came back and didn't. Don't tell it now, kids. Don't say anything. Don't tell anybody.
And at this point, I don't even know what the restrictions are. I don't know what the rules are. So I looked it up, and it says for travelers. So any of you who don't know either, for travelers who were out of state for more than 24 hours, travelers must obtain a test, a COVID test, within 3 days of departure prior to coming back into New York.
Oh, God.
Okay. So while you're on vacation, you have to seek out a COVID test.
Uh-huh.
Take it. Okay. Before entering back in. The traveler must also, once they get into New York, quarantine for 3 days.
Okay, 3 days.
So that means they would have had to come back Friday. They quarantine on Friday, Saturday. No, they would have had to come back on Thursday to fully quarantine before they could go to school today. After, on the fourth day of quarantining, then they have to take another COVID test, and that has to be negative. Both have to be negative in order for you to be released in the public.
Wow. So if you didn't come back Wednesday, Thursday, you probably shouldn't be sending your kids to school.
There should be fewer students than normal if you have the hybrid method going on, system going on at your schools. There should be, right. But this mom's like, oh, no. My daughter told me that her friends, two of them, will be in class, and their parents told them to shush, pretend they didn't go away.
It's laughable, but it's not. It's serious, obviously, because, you know, COVID. But is it good or bad parenting to rat out
the kid?
Oh, so like if your daughter's like, Mom, you'd call the school. Would you call the school?
Would now see the easy response that a lot of you are probably thinking right now? Well, then don't send your kid to school. If you don't feel comfortable, don't send him to school, which is a great take on it. But why do you have to rearrange your schedule even more than you already have? Mm. Keep your kid home another day, all because somebody else isn't following the rules.
Day or three, right? Like, if I were that parent, and I would keep my kid from going Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
You would just keep him home all week?
Yeah, if I know that there's kids that have been, you know, traveling and haven't done the protocol, I mean, it's all kinds of ifs, but
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God. This is like one woman who emailed us, but I am certain there's a ton of families. There's a ton of you. Because I'll be honest, if I went away, I'm not following this. If I'm in Disney, I'm not searching out a COVID test in Florida 3 days before I leave. Ugh. I'm not taking another test because then I did the research on how much that cost. It's anywhere from $50 to $200.
Per test?
Yes.
Wow.
Unless, and this is according to the New York Times. The New York Times, so I thought I could believe it.
Okay.
I don't know. But it's free if you have symptoms. You show symptoms and you book the doctor's appointment.
Okay.
But if you don't, if you just want to take this precautionary,
right.
Still, to my understanding, according to this article, it's anywhere from $50 to $200.
It's like
a family of four?
I know.
Who's spending that?
It's like a plane ticket. And then to get another test in New York State without symptoms is another, right? $50 to $200 bucks? Oy.
So there's a ton of families. There's a ton of kids that are going to be in school who did not follow this.
Wow.
I bet you.
Bad parenting to rat out another parent to rat the kids out, right?
To call the school and say, I'll give you names and addresses.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys think about that.
Okay.
We're on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And you could call us 222-2899. Would it be bad or good parenting?
Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Yes.
I would say leave it alone.
Like none of your business kind of stuff?
None of your business. Because if the state finds out, what's going to happen is that parent who decided to tell their kids to say nothing will be found out and they'll face a penalty.
Oh, there's a penalty?
Yeah, you can face a $10,000 fine.
Oh, that's right. Does that
change
things?
Follow the rules.
Follow the rules, exactly. But if you want to be a moron and take the chance and make other people sick, that's also could be a lawsuit, too.
Oh,
so,
man.
You see, the penalty plus lawsuits. Why make more trouble in schools, especially for your child? Just leave it alone. They're supposed to be your friends. You talk to you in confidence. I wouldn't say a word.
Would you keep your kid from going to school for a couple of days just to let that pass?
I would keep my son home. My son had COVID, and I kept him home. Even before I thought he had COVID, he started showing a little bit of signs. So I kept him home, obviously, made the doctor appointment and stuff like that, notified school right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would be the responsible parent, but I'm not going to rat out my son on his friends, neither, to cause problems between his friends.
That's right.
You're not being a responsible parent. You're not really ratting out the kid, even though you're ratting out the kid. You're ratting out the parents. They're not being responsible. Whether you believe in the rules or not, the rules are the rules. I don't know.
Oh, no, I totally agree. Rules are rules. I mean, but the parent wants to be a moron, you know, by telling your kid not to say nothing, you know, then the parent will face the penalty.
Yeah.
We just got a Facebook Live from Dawn who said, I am a teacher. Please keep them home.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the parent would be smart enough to keep their child home after coming back. I would hope.
Yeah,
but,
you hope.
I mean, if not, to play safe, I keep my kid home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Okay. That's really good. And the angle of the kid being mad, like your son told you his buddies, you know, Well, when you rat those kids out.
It's obvious. I don't know. I think it's obvious because you tell a kid, don't post anything while we're on vacation because we got to keep this, quiet.
Uh-huh.
Your kid's posting, please. It's out there.
It's hard
to decide which kid ratted you out.
Yeah, I guess. Karen.
Right?
Hi to Buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, it's Ray. What's up, man? How are you?
Not too bad. Happy Monday.
Yeah, good or bad parenting to rat that kid out to the school?
I'm going to say it's good parenting, and it's good parenting on lots of levels. We wouldn't be where we are still today if we didn't have this still going on.
True.
And the parents know it's wrong on a couple of levels. That supposedly, to what the woman stated, they specifically told their children not to tell anybody that they were going on vacation.
Yeah.
And secondly, and Sandy, you said it too, which you surprised me, the parents or the adults or whoever is involved with these children will gladly spend the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to go on vacation or do whatever, but they won't take that extra step of $200 or whatever it is
to
make everybody safe. Huh.
But it's true, though, right? You could see people doing this. Oh, yeah, I'm not spending that much money.
Unfortunately, yes, but unfortunately, for the safety of my own child and the children around her, yes, I would report it to the school and say, so-and-so went on vacation. I know they didn't take the protocols. Please look into it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Now,
we got both sides.
I got to tell you, there are the majority of people on Facebook Live and calling up. You guys are all saying that would be good parenting to do that.
Wow.
Yeah, because unfortunately, it had become political. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to risk my child just because they need to get back into sports or we need a vacation. We need to get away. We're all there. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And if we work together, we'll get through it together and we'll get through it faster. Why do we want to keep butting heads with each other?
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, man. That was good. Thank you.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
All right, you too. Thanks, Professor.